It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Two local New York State senators will be vacating their seats for new positions in January, and a group of breakaway Democrats is eyeing at least one of those positions. Governor Cuomo can either call a special election or leave the seats open until voters convene next November, and he hasn't yet said what he'll do. Joining us now to discuss what's ahead is WNYC's state government and politics reporter Fred Mogul. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Richard.
So Republicans have the majority in the state Senate, but only by a margin of 32 to 31. Could these openings potentially change the balance of power in Albany?
You know, Richard, we're talking about two outgoing Democrats who are very likely to be replaced by two incoming Democrats. So in theory, no, the status quo should more or less stay the same. But there's a little wrinkle. The presumptive favorite to replace Ruben Diaz in the Bronx is an up-and-coming assemblyman named Luis Sepulveda. He's being courted by the breakaway Democrats.
Okay, tell us about this courtship.
So we're talking about the IDC, the Independent Democratic Conference. We've heard about them a lot. We will be hearing about them a lot. We're talking about eight nominal Democrats. They side with the Republicans. They're essentially giving the GOP the control of the Senate. The head of the IDC, Bronx Senator Jeff Klein, met recently with Sepulveda, apparently to test the waters, see if he's interested in joining up with the IDC as he runs for this seat, the seat to replace Diaz. IDC members typically receive these special perks like chairmanships, vice chairmanships, monetary bonuses, little thank you presents for preserving that GOP majority. According to Sepulveda's spokesman, he told Klein, no thanks, not for now. Mm-hmm. He's going to run as a mainline Democrat, not an IDC Democrat.
So what's to make him keep his promise?
Well, you know, Bronx Democrats presumably will try to get him to make an airtight pledge. You know, in the last year or so, Democrats have been burned in Queens, Brooklyn, Manhattan. They've had candidates run as Democrats, then turn around and join the IDC. But one friend of Sepulveda's tells me he thinks his guy is most likely to stick with the Democrats if he wins, at least until the dust settles from what could be a pretty choppy, momentous election cycle in 2018.
Okay, talk about that other vacancy in the Senate. This is in Westchester, right? What's the story there?
So in Westchester, so far, there's two announced candidates to succeed Senator George Latimer. He's soon going to be the county executive there.
Right.
We have a Yonkers assemblywoman named Shelley Mayer and an activist and second grade New York City teacher named Kat Bresler. Also possibly entering the race is the current Yonkers mayor, Mike Spano. Fun fact, he's the brother of Nick Spano, a former state senator from that area. But so far in this race, no talk of the IDC recruiting candidates to join up with them, but you never know.
No, we'll be watching. WNYC's Fred Mogul, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Richard.